Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 19th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, whose names you can view prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we truly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Friday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ilan Soniker, Mor D'Asra of Congregation Anshei Shalom in West Hempstead, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Soniker reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. If you don't have a sitter in front of you, you can click on the link on the OU Today email, and it will bring you to the right page. And Rabbi Soniker will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Soniker.
Thank you very much, Reb Naftali, for the opportunity, and thank you to the OU for their work and leadership on behalf of Klal Yisrael, especially during these past few difficult months. Our Parsha this week, Parshas Baaloscha, outside of Eretz Yisrael, begins with the command to Aaron the Kohen to light the menorah every single day in the Mishkan, a job which subsequently will be passed on to his children, to his offspring, and continued in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, for years to follow. Rashi, quoting a Midrash, wonders why these psukim are written here in the Torah, and he explains as follows. See, at the end of Parsha's Naso, last week's Parsha, the Torah described the inauguration of the Mishkan, the inauguration of the tabernacle, and as part of the great celebration of the Jewish people, a leader of every tribe brought a korban, brought a sacrifice on behalf of their Shevet. Every tribe, that is, except for Shevet Levi. Aaron HaKohen, he was the leader of the tribe of Levi. He felt badly that his tribe was not included in this great inaugural celebration of the work of the Jewish people. So he felt badly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, Moshe, tell Aaron, Shalcha Gedola Mishalahem, your task is even greater than theirs, because you will light the menorah. Many of the commentators discuss what is so special about lighting the menorah, that it is specifically chosen as the task to comfort Aaron with. Why not choose one of the many other tasks that he alone performed as the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle? What was so unique about lighting the menorah every day? And I think that the answer can be found in another Medrash, another version of the Medrash, which writes that the Korbanos, Kol Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Heim Nohagim, as long as there was, and God willing will be soon, a Beis HaMikdash, then we can bring Korbanos, Aval Haneros, but the candles of the menorah, Leolam El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru, they last forever. The lighting of the menorah is not limited to the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. The menorah, the lighting of the menorah continues for eternity. The Ramban, the great leading Torah scholar of the Middle Ages, explained that this Midrash is a reference to the Hanukkah story, when the courageous Chashmonaim defeated the Greeks and rededicated the second Beis HaMikdash, the second temple, with the miraculous oil, with the miracle of the oil of lasting 8 days instead of one. This we continue to celebrate today by lighting the menorah in our homes on Hanukkah. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is that Aaron's lighting the menorah lives on in our kindling of the Hanukkah candles. The reason why Hashem used the kindling of the menorah as the comfort for Aaron, that while he did not play an active role representing his tribe in the inauguration of the tabernacle in the desert, is because his daily hadlakas hamenorah, lighting the candles, is what will live on forever in the Jewish people. The Nesi'im, the princes, the leaders of the tribes, were part of an exciting moment in history. They inaugurated the Mishkan. The celebration was great, but it passed. It didn't last. The lighting of the menorah, however, was a daily activity. It may not have seemed glorious in the moment as it was being performed every day. It may have seemed tedious to some. But that, those actions of Aaron, is what left a lasting legacy in his offspring. In life, we often wait for those big moments. We get excited for them. We prepare for them. And we do so thinking and hoping that they will be transformative moments which might change our lives, and they very well might. But it is the small daily activities which are even more impactful. Because the things that we do every single day become a part of who we are. The consistent acts are internalized inside of us and have a lasting impact on ourselves, our personalities, our souls. And it is these that are ultimately remembered and passed on to future generations. Over these past few months, we might have missed some large and exciting moments, and that's been difficult for us. That's been very unfortunate. But it's also allowed us and caused us to slow down, to appreciate the everyday events, everyday interactions, which we at other times in life might take for granted. There have been many things that we took for granted which we missed, like going to shul during these past few months, gathering for Torah learning and shiurim, getting together with family and friends. And at the same time, it has allowed us to create new habits, things which might seem small, something like having breakfast with our spouse, or spending extra time with our children, or taking time out of our day every single day, even for 15 minutes, to study Torah, to share some chizik and encouragement, and to daven for refuah shlema for others. These daily, seemingly simple or small activities are what make a lasting impact on us. And it's these that we should be inspired to approach with a renewed energy, vigor, and appreciation. If I can just close with one other observation from the Midrash. See, if the lighting of the menorah in our homes on Hanukkah is a continuation of the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it means that our homes can be transformed into an extension of the Beis HaMikdash, an extension of the temple. Over the last few months, we have felt this more acutely, because this is exactly what we have all done. Our living rooms have become our synagogues, our dining rooms have become our yeshivos and our schools. While these months have certainly been challenging and difficult and extremely painful for many, it has also caused us to fill our homes with much added kedusha and holiness, elevating them with words of prayer and Torah study, which I have no doubt will leave a lasting impact on each of our homes. As we, Baruch Hashem, see that the country begin and the world begin to slowly and cautiously reopen, and we slowly return to our shuls and to our routines even slower, I think it's important that we remember to continue to pay attention to our homes, to find new ways, even though we may not be davening in them any longer as frequently as we were, because now we can go to shul in some places. We have to continue to find new ways to fill them with kedusha, with holiness, new mitzvos to perform in our homes, acts of kindness, words of Torah and prayer, to elevate our homes as a mini Beis HaMikdash, a mini temple, by filling them with shalom, with the spirit of peace, harmony, and holiness, so that our homes continue to be a place for Hashem to dwell. I will now continue with the recitation of three Prakim of Tehillim. We will begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatseach mizmor le David. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha mikodesh. Umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha. Violasecha yedash nesela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha. V'chol atzasecha yimalei. Niranina bishuasecha uvashem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'aneu mishmei kodcho. Bigvuros yesha yimino. Elev arechev, elev asusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu. Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu b'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Zion, chapter 27. L'David Adonai Ori v'yishi mimi'ira. Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi'efchad. Bikrov alai mireim lecholes b'sari. Tarai v'ayvai li hema kashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama bezos anivoteach. Achas sha'alti me'es Adonai. Osa avakesh. Shifti v'veis Adonai kol yimei chayai. Lachzos v'nom Adonai ulevaker behechalo. Ki yitzpeneni b'suko b'yom ra'a, yastireni b'seser ahalo b'tzur yirom imeni, ve'ata yorum roshi al oivai svivosai, ve'ezbecha ve'ala zivchei tzerua, ashira v'azamra l'Adonai, shema Adonai koli ekra, V'chaneini v'aneini, l'cha amar libi v'akshufanai, es panecha Adonai avakesh, al taster panecha mimeni, al tat be'af avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, al ticheni v'al tazveini, Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'adonai asveini. Horeini Adonai darkecha unecheini b'orach mishor l'man shorirai. Al titineini b'nefesh tzarai. Ki kamu v'yedei sheker v'feyach chamas. Lulei hemanti liros betuv Adonai bi'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak v'yameit libecha. V'kavei el Adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli. Tienos necha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai miyamod. Ki imecha haslicha. L'man tivarei, ki visi Adonai, ki v'sa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai acheset v'harvei imo fedus, v'hu yivtes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Now recite the Mishnah Berach for Cholim. Mishnah Berach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapeyas HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispa'alim ba'avuram. Bishcharzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lehachlimam ulerapusam ulehachzikam uleachyosam. Yishlach lehem mehiru refua shlema min ha'shamayim l'chol evarem ulechol gidem b'soch shar chol Yisrael refuas ha'nefesh urefuas ha'guf hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara uveshivya Omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachim aleim v'yotziem mitzara lirvacha. Umeafela leora umishibu ligula. Ashta bagalav izman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Soniker. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered latova. And may the Ravon Shalom speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for What Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt of Congregation Shari Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.